Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Nicks bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I have a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. We're celebrating 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, Brand Spanking New Book. Folks, if you're a small business and you're still having issues in finding the ROI or just breaking into social media, just buy the book. It'll help you with that. I promise you. just buy the book and read it, and don't try to do everything at once. Just do some of it, right, Ramon?
Yep. That is so true. If you try to do everything at once, you get frustrated and you will fail.
That's
period.
Exactly right. Yeah. Just
take 100 things.
Take what makes you comfortable and try.
Yep.
Let me tell you something else, Ramon. I think this is really important for folks who've been around a while. If you're not 20 something, maybe even 30 something.
Right.
Get a young person, get a college intern to help you get started.
Yep. That's very true.
That's been good advice for me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So
they're using it for their friends.
Ramon, I want to say something about I want you to talk to us about connecting our networking activities, but the connecting the face-to-face networking, which I still think I remind people that face-to-face is the original social media.
And
let's connect face-to-face networking and talk to us about how face-to-face networking and online networking through social media, how those two really are pulling in the same harness.
It's a perfect blend, Jim. And again, I can give my own experience and then I'll get very practical. But I mean, listen, I'm online, as you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why I started doing my first events, Jim, was to connect those who knew me nationally online so 500 of us could come together in one room. That's why I did it. One reason I did it. And it succeeded. So going for a small business owner, you're a local accountant. Yeah, you're struggling to do Facebook, Twitter, online. You have your email newsletter. Why not have a little lunch and learn for 30 of your customers every month? What does that do, Jim? That brings people to you. It solidifies that relationship. Everybody's not going to come. But out of the, say, 2,000 Facebook followers or 500 LinkedIn followers, all you need are 10 to 20 to come. What does that mean, Jim? These are going to be your super fans. These are going to be your rabid customers, most likely, or new customers who are going to sign up. So that's one big reason I say it. It just continues to develop that relationship.
Well, yeah, and you can use face-to-face networking to find out how and to maybe get permission, to say to someone, hey, can I follow you? Can you be friends with me on Facebook? Can we connect on LinkedIn? Maybe you say that to them when you meet with them. And then the face-to-face, and then the online networking, going to their LinkedIn page or their Facebook page, find out more about them. And then when you go to meet with them, we find out where they're going to be at a chamber or gathering or whatever, then go up to them and say, hey, I've noticed that you've been talking about this or that topic, and I'm curious about your thoughts on that. I mean, you can use it. They both serve each other. It's not either or; it's both and, isn't it?
Right. Right. No, that's very important and very powerful, because I think that people get lost in thinking. Some people are old school, as you know, Jim. I'm sure you have friends like that. I do too.
You mean like me?
Only want to do things on the phone or in person. They don't want to get online. Other people like me can be on Twitter or Facebook all day long and never pick up the phone. You got to have the blend of both to really succeed.
Really tell the young folks, look, after a couple of texts, after a couple of email, pick up the phone.
Yes.
Call people.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something, if you're a young person and you're trying to meet an older person, meaning somebody in their 40s or 50s or, God forbid, their 60s, you know, they'll email with you, but find a way to call them on the phone.
That's right.
There's a lot of people trying to break through to some really successful business owner or business high-level contact who's been around the block a couple of times. They might not answer your email, but they probably will take your phone call.
Right. That is true. That is true. And I tell you, Jim, that I think people forget that some of the most, the strongest connections are still the human handshake. I love Facebook,
no
Jim.
No question
awesome
about it.
Awesome connectivity.
No
but
question.
But when you meet with someone for lunch and shake their hand, nothing beats that.
No question about it. And so the thing is, and one of the things I'm happy about the way social media is going, and I predicted this 4 years ago, it's becoming a tool that we use, not just a way of life.
Yes, yes. That is very true.
And Facebook, and Twitter, all of them, very important, very critical, very helpful, very useful, very powerful, right. But still just a tool. Give us the website again, Ramon.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com.
And you can find out more about the book there, can't they?
Yes, smallbiztechnology.com/Facebook Marketing. Thank you, Jim.
All right. The book is called The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. Folks, you need this book. Thanks, Ramon. Come back again real soon.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For 9 years.
Indeed. Happy anniversary. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.